A study by the Midwest High-Speed Rail Association says a system stretching from Detroit to St. Louis up to the Twin Cities could generate $13 billion for the region. Madison Democrat Representative Brett Halsey says Wisconsin should want to be part of that.
If we don't get on board, it will go around us, and we could be left behind. It'd be like not having interstate highways in Wisconsin.
The cost of a regional system with a train going 150 miles per hour would be $74 billion, more for a faster train. Steve Hinneker directs the environmental group 1,000 Friends. He says high-speed rail is more than just a hedge against rising gas prices. It would make travel more convenient.
Forget about those white-knuckle winter drives between Madison and Minneapolis. You can sit back, you can work on the internet, you can sip a cup of coffee, you can legally text.
Representative Louis Malepsky of Stevens Point noted it was a Republican, former Governor Tommy Thompson, who lobbied for Wisconsin to be part of the Midwest Rail Initiative.
And I believe that Scott Walker is really going against where his party was and where one of the most popular governors in the state's history was. And what's so different today?
Governor Walker campaigned against high-speed rail and, once in office, rejected federal funds slated for Wisconsin. However, he is seeking to upgrade Amtrak's Hiawatha line between Milwaukee and Chicago. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.